Lesson 7. Jesus Christ was tempted by Satan. Purpose: to help each child learn how to resist Satan's temptations. Preparation 1. Prayerfully study Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, Mark chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, and Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Note footnote references to the Joseph Smith translation. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional readings. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 18, and chapter 28, verses 19 through 22. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 18. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5 and 27, and section 11, verse 12. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. A paper and pencil for each child. C. The following 3 word strips. Decide. Pray. Listen to the Holy Ghost. D. Picture 7-8, the pinnacle of the temple. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Give each child a piece of paper. Ask the children to write down 3 things that they think children their age might be tempted to do that are wrong. Have the children tell you what they wrote down. You might want to list their answers on the chalkboard and discuss the problems they face today. Tell them that this lesson will help them learn how to resist such temptations. Scripture account. Teach the story of Jesus being tempted as told in the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Note: the Joseph Smith translation clarifies the account found in the King James Version of the Bible. Help the children understand that the Joseph Smith translation makes it clear that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be with God and not to be tempted by the devil. Explain that Jesus did not willingly go into a situation where he would be tempted, and he doesn't want us to do so either. Also explain that the Joseph Smith translation states that Jesus was taken by the Spirit to the pinnacle and the high mountain and not by the devil as it reads in the Bible. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Why did Jesus go into the wilderness? Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, footnote B. In the Joseph Smith translation of Matthew chapter 4, verse 2, it says that while Jesus was in the wilderness, he communed with God. What do you think it means to commune with God? How can you commune with God? How do you think the 40 days of fasting and communing with God helped prepare Jesus to withstand temptation? How did Satan first tempt Jesus? Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. Why do you think this temptation might have been hard for him to withstand? Refer again to Matthew chapter 4, verse 2. How did Jesus answer Satan? What did Jesus mean? Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. What were the other ways Satan tempted Jesus? Matthew chapter 4, verses 5, 6, 8, and 9. How did Jesus respond to these temptations? Matthew chapter 4, verses 7 and 10. Do you think these were the only times Christ was tempted? Luke chapter 4, verse 13. For a season would indicate these weren't the only times. How did studying the scriptures help Jesus resist the temptations? Refer again to Matthew chapter 4, verses 4, 6, 7, and 10. What is Satan trying to do to each of us? 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 18. 2 Nephi chapter 28, verses 20 through 22. Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 27. How can Heavenly Father help you resist temptations? What can you do right now that will help you avoid future temptations? What great promise has the Lord given us regarding our temptations? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Read this scripture together. Discuss three things we can do that will help us avoid and resist temptation. Display the word strips as you discuss them. 1. Decide to resist temptation before you are faced with it. Read and discuss the following quote by President Spencer W. Kimball. Right decisions are easiest to make when we make them well in advance. When I was young, I made up my mind that I would never taste tea, coffee, tobacco, or liquor. The time to decide on honesty is before the store clerk gives you too much change. The time to decide against using illegal drugs is before a friend you like teases you for being afraid or righteous. The time to decide that we will settle for nothing less than an opportunity to live eternally with our Heavenly Father is now. Decisions. Why it's important to make some now. New Era, April 1971, page 3. 2. Pray that you can avoid temptation and that if you are tempted, you will have the power and faith to resist. Mark chapter 14, verse 38. Explain that daily prayer, striving to avoid any kind of temptation, and pursuing worthwhile service and activities will help us. 3. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Explain that after we are baptized, we are given the gift of the Holy Ghost, which can help us overcome temptation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 11, verse 12. Ask the children to talk about experiences when they have been tempted. Have them share what they did to avoid or resist the temptation. Refer to the temptations that were written on the chalkboard during the activity at the beginning of the lesson. Discuss several of these individually and have the children consider how a young person can avoid and resist each one. Ask the children to privately choose one temptation they want to be prepared to resist and plan how they can avoid or resist this temptation. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Play a "what if" game. Write on pieces of paper "what if" questions that describe temptations the class members might face, such as the sample questions below. Have a child take one of the questions out of a box or jar, read the question, and respond to it. Then have that child choose someone else to select another "what if" question from the box. Emphasize that deciding in advance is an important help in resisting temptation. What if you find something that belongs to someone else? What if you promise your father you will help him, but a friend comes by and asks you to play? What if your friends make fun of you for not smoking some cigarettes they found, or drinking alcohol, or taking drugs? What if you know you will get into trouble if you tell the truth? 2. Have the children pantomime or role play resisting temptations. 3. Prepare some temptation cards. On 3x5 cards or pieces of paper, write temptations that the children might have, such as lying, cheating, stealing, using vulgar language, and so on. On other cards, help cards, write faith in Jesus Christ, parents, teachers, good friends, prayer, fasting, church leaders, scriptures, the Holy Ghost, and other things that help people resist temptation. Place the temptation cards face down in one pile and the help cards face down in another pile. Have a child pick a help and a temptation card and tell the class what is written on each. Let the class discuss how what is on the help card can make it easier to resist or avoid what is on the temptation card. Let each child take a turn picking cards. 4. Share with the children the following quote from President Joseph Fielding Smith. Habits are easily formed. It is just as easy to form good habits as it is to form evil ones. New Era, July 1972, page 23. You might want to help the children memorize this quote. 5. Ask the children to name some decisions they have made that will help them avoid temptation in the future. 6. Help the children memorize Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. 7. Have the children sing or read the words to The Still Small Voice, Children's Songbook, page 106. Additional songs. Hum your favorite hymn, Children's Songbook, page 152. Listen, listen, Children's Songbook, page 107. Or Keep the Commandments, Children's Songbook, page 146. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony that we have the power to resist the temptations that come to us. Express your love for Jesus and His example of resisting Satan's temptations. Suggest at home reading. Suggest to the children that they study Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 7, Jesus Christ was tempted by Satan.